From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Commandos in the capital of Bangladesh have stormed an upscale restaurant where suspected Islamic State militants took at least 20 hostages, including several foreigners. We understand from one source that 12 hostages have been freed. Gunfire was heard this morning after scores of commandos converged on the restaurant some 10 hours after the hostage crisis began. Militants attacked the restaurant late Friday. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. White House has released a report on civilians killed in drone strikes outside of conflict zones, saying between 64 and 116 civilians were killed between 2009 and 2015. Outside groups estimate the numbers are much larger. Josh Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson. Here he speaks on efforts to protect civilians during drone strikes.
The president believes that it's important to put an architecture in place that reflects the kinds of reforms that this administration has implemented to ensure that proper steps are taken to avoid civilian casualties and to ensure that the operations that are undertaken are consistent with our national security goals.
The first U.S. drone strike was carried out in October of 2001, narrowly missing former Taliban leader Mullah Omar in Kandahar at the beginning of the U.S.-led offensive in Afghanistan. The government in Afghanistan says the ongoing insurgency there is taking an increasing toll on civilians' lives, with death, injury across the country increasing. Afghan security forces have recently increased the use of air power against insurgents. This is VOA News. The United Nations reports that hundreds of thousands of displaced people in northeastern Nigeria, the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency, are suffering from high levels of severe malnutrition. Improved security is enabling aid agencies to finally access this area, which previously was cut off by the Islamist insurgents. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Much of Borno State in northeastern Nigeria was off limits to aid agencies after Boko Haram gained control of large swathes of the territory in mid-2014. The Nigerian army and regional forces have now chased the insurgents out of most towns and cities. The spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says returning aid workers describe scenes of destruction and people living under shocking conditions.
These are mainly subsistence farmers who live there. If they are displaced from their land, they cannot produce the food that they are supposed to eat.
But he says the situation in this area is so critical that a much faster and wider response is required. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The so-called Middle East Quartet is saying prospects for a peaceful two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians are increasingly remote as long as current trends continue. The group, which is comprised of the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, says violence, terrorism, Israeli settlement expansion in the West Bank, and the situation in the Gaza Strip are severely undermining peace prospects. Quartet has urged the Israelis and Palestinians to demonstrate through policies and actions their genuine commitment to a two-state solution. As Hong Kong marks 19 years since its handover from Britain to China, a new poll indicates that the collective sense of pride as Chinese citizens and feelings about Beijing's policies toward Hong Kong have plunged to an all-time low. University of Hong Kong's popular opinion program found that the percentage of Hong Kongers identifying themselves as Chinese is at its lowest level in 14 years. Hong Kong media pundits have suggested that many Hong Kong residents are angry that Beijing denied their right to elect Hong Kong leaders and that Beijing has failed to respect the one country, two systems policy. One example is the kidnapping of Hong Kong booksellers last year, which may be the reason the number of Hong Kong people who identify themselves as Chinese has dropped sharply. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, also on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.